This is Dave Debo. Reporter Lane Dowdle is with us from Investigative Post, looking at her latest work that probes some of the problems the Buffalo school system has had trying to get kids to go to school. Lane, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How bad is it?
This year, obviously because of the pandemic, much of learning at Buffalo Public Schools was done online. They were one of the last districts to start phasing in-person instruction again in the area. And we were able to look at their attendance rates for the school year. It showed that about a third of students are severely absent from their online classes, or were severely absent from their online classes from the start of the school year until the beginning of March. The other third, if they're severely absent, they miss up to 4 days of school a month, or maybe one day of class a week. Another third were at risk or chronically absent, so they missed up to 2 days a month. But a lot of teachers have told us that they actually expect that the numbers are worse than they are showing this year.
Are there particular schools in Buffalo that really have a bigger problem with this than some of the others?
Yeah, so what we saw was there were some school districts that had actually really good attendance this year, really high satisfactory attendance rates, like City Honors, Frederick Law, Olmsted. And then there were some that had very concerning attendance rates. So like MST, Math, Science, Technology School, where 21% of their students had a satisfactory attendance rate and 35% had severe absenteeism. The Uville Porter campus, Build Community School, some that reported actually like 0% for satisfactory attendance.
Granted, the pandemic's a different situation, but contrast that if you can to other years.
The district has had a problem with attendance for years. The year before the pandemic, only a third of students had satisfactory attendance that school year as well. And I imagine a lot of other school districts are experiencing the same issue because it is kind of a universal problem at school districts. But Buffalo's had this problem for many years prior to the pandemic, showing that really only one third of their students have had satisfactory attendance for the past, since they started tracking, I guess, absenteeism, so for the past few years.
What is Buffalo Schools saying about it?
They have not talked to us about it. We tried getting in contact with them. They denied our requests. Yes.
Similarly, is the state involved? Have they been able to weigh in on how big of a problem this perhaps is?
I spoke with the New York State Education Department. I asked them some questions, and I think right now for them it's very difficult, or from what they told me, it's very hard for them to track it right now because we are in the middle of the school year. They don't have the numbers for all the school districts.
I hate to ask such an obvious question, but did anyone talk to you a little bit about the relationship, obviously, between attendance and student advancement? Another way maybe to ask the question is, how concerned about all of this should we be?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern we heard from experts, from parents, from teachers especially, about these students and what kind of comes next for them. The concern was, if these students aren't showing up for class, how much learning are they doing? If they aren't showing up for class, they can't be engaged in their schoolwork. And I spoke with Thea Bryant, who is the interim executive director at the Education Trust in New York, and she expressed a lot of concern for this disengagement. And she expressed that we're really going to have to focus on, or the schools are really going to have to focus on, catching these kids up, and it will probably take more than a summer school program to get them caught up to where they need to be.
Lane, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Lane Dowdle is a reporter with Investigative Post. This is Dave Debo.